Whitaker Electric Repair and Installation. Can I help you?
Hi, Tom. Tom, good morning to you. This is Paul from Local Splash. How's your Friday going so far?
How's it going, Paul?
It's going okay. I wanted to reach out to you. I got a message from Perry. He's the head of the Google Guarantee Local Service Department, and he mentioned that you had informed us that you had an older Google Guarantee ad that was suspended.
Well, it's not suspended. It was part of EMG's thing.
Okay.
So, to be clear about things, the whole reason why I thought we were doing this 2 weeks in advance on March 15th was because I already knew we were going to have to reset up and re-Google verify. That was the whole point of doing it 2 weeks in advance because of the Google guarantee. And so, basically what's happened is exactly what I didn't want to have happen. Which is come to find out what we were doing was Google Ads, which is different than Google Guarantee. And so,
right,
here we are on April 7th, 3 weeks into it, and instead of my Google Guarantee platform launching, we do have work. Oh, my guy's got 40. I lost two electricians, I think.
Do you have the 10-digit ID so we can gain access to your existing Google Guarantee? And yeah, local service ads, Google Guarantee.
The Google Guarantee is denoted by a green check.
Right, and you don't currently have that check.
Yeah, that's right. That's because it got dropped on March 31st along with EMG's whole gig. Right? Mm-hmm. I don't think they were even doing Google Ads. They were just doing nothing but Google Guarantee. And so now when you hit electrician near me, the first 17 guys have the green check, and I'm number 25 on the list, and we're not getting any calls.
No check.
So this is going to shut me down. So waiting for this. So what
do you have that 10-digit ID, or can you get it from them?
Well, I have access to my Google Business account.
That's all you need. If you open that up, it would have that 10-digit ID on there. And that's all that we need to get that.
Okay, so hold it 1 second. He's saying that if he could get the Google Guarantee ID number that we have.
That's what we need, the 10-digit ID, the CID, yeah.
Okay, so can we bring up my Google Guarantee? Or not my Google.
I'm trying to just tune into your conversation you had.
I'm bringing it up to speed now. We're looking for my Google platform, my business platform.
That's your website?
No, not the website. The My Google Guarantee business. You know that thing we've been fighting with her about for weeks? The thing we've been fighting over her for weeks, did you know she was coming?
No.
The thing we've been fighting with
come
her.
Come in.
I apologize for that, Paul. So we're looking for, because this is the thing that we gained ownership over, right? So my Google, so type in,
my business.
How do we find it?
It's my business.
My business. My Google business.
Yeah, my Google business.
My Google business. And she did send me a text message. Give me a second. Initially she had said, I thought she had sent ownership. And so about 4 days before their termination date on the 31st, we found out that it wasn't, it was management. And so I texted her and I said, listen, this thing you sent over that where it says for me to claim my business, that's not ownership. And she goes, yeah, Tom, we weren't going to do release ownership until the account was over with. And I'm like, really? We're releasing the interest. I thought you were releasing ownership.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were releasing ownership. Yeah. Once the 4 months was taken care of.
You gave them like an extra month. You asked for 2 weeks.
Okay. It says right here, it says you manage this business profile.
Maybe we gave it to the new marketing company, didn't we?
This is the new marketing company on the phone. Paul is the new marketing.
That's what I'm saying. That's why we might not be the owner.
So it's not listing us as the owner. So I just don't know enough about this to do this. They've had control of this the whole time.
Where
so
would it be?
I can't even. Can you go back to the beginning real quick? Where's yeah, okay. Just hang on a second here. So go back to where it says
look at, you're not reading. This is your business right here. You're looking at that stuff.
Okay. Okay. Edit profile.
Where would I find this number you're looking for? I'm logged in.
So if you're in the Google account for your business, there should be easy to find a 10-digit ID.
Is it located to the left, to the right, in the center of the page?
No, we're not even logged on.
We're logged on. This is what it is. We are logged in. Edit profile.
It says edit profile.
It's from the owner side.
It says edit profile, read reviews, messages, add photo, performance, advertise, calls, booking, edit services, add updates. There's nothing else.
Business profile settings, is it under settings where I'm going to find this number? It's a number that links there. What is that?
So it should be next to the business name?
Okay, there's nothing here.
It says 183 customer interactions. Profile strength looks good. Three dots.
I'm gonna just take a picture of this real quick and just send it to you.
Right here.
Oh, what number can I send this picture to?
Could you repeat that?
I just took a screenshot of what we're looking at. Can I send this to something or a text? Phone or email?
Yeah, just send it to the text message or the text messages that we've been receiving or to my email inbox, which is pgordon@relevantads.com.
Okay, hold on. P. Gordon. RelevantAds.com.
So they only gave you managerial access and not ownership?
No, they told me they gave me ownership. At first they said, we're going to give you ownership. Then that day, I got this thing that said, claim my business. Then a few days later, we were looking at it a little closer, and we don't have ownership control. I text her, and I told her that, and she said, yeah, no, that's just for you to claim your business. And I said, no, you're trying to twist things around. What I'm telling you now, that the 4 months has already been done, is I'm ordering
right.
to release ownership of my company. Do you understand that? Because the 4 months has already gone by. And she said, okay, just give me 24 hours, and she went and texted me. And she said, I'm looking for the text message, so just give me a second right here, and I'll tell you exactly what happened. Okay, in the meantime, I emailed a screenshot of what we're looking at.
Okay.
Here it is right here. Okay, March 24th at 11:18, I said, Joanna, we're wondering why this still says ENG as the primary owner, ? Hi, Tom. As I mentioned to you during our last call last week, this is 7 days before their termination. It will take a couple of days before we can transfer the primary ownership to you from being an owner. This is just how Google does it. But not to worry, before your contract ends, I will make sure this will be done. I said, okay, I brought up the email you sent me when we claimed this business, and it says specifically that I was added as the owner. And it, as you can see, still lists EMG as the primary owner. This has to change now, sweetie, so I can finish what I'm trying to do. Please call me directly. Then she said, hi, Tom, I reached out to Google, and they said I will be able to transfer primary ownership to you by Monday. Okay? I said, awesome. Thank you, Joanna. She said, no worries. Let me know if you need anything else. On Monday at 6:30 a.m. on March 27th, I received a text message. This is now 4 days before the termination. It says, good morning, Tom. Just letting you know that access has been changed and you're now the primary owner. I said, thanks, Joanna. I do have a question about what happens to the Google account on the 31st, which I did have that conversation with her, and it gets dropped. So, right, there's no more representation. It gets dropped. And so
I log into our Google business. This is important. I want to ask. This is about verification was already requested for Whitaker Electric Repair at Gmail. Your verification postcard should arrive within 14 days. Follow the postcard instructions to enter the verification code. In the meantime, don't request a new postcard. Is that the green check we're talking about coming in the mail?
Yes, and this is the response message from what his company has already done as of a day or two ago.
That's what I want to know.
What's happening here is we just went, the first thing that happened here, guys, let's do the wrong thing. The first thing that happened here was Tom got mixed up about what Google Ads and Google Guarantee is. Tom set it up to be set up, and the process started. So electrician near me comes up with my name on it for the sole purpose that my men don't get benched, which is about to happen. So then we had the appointment things. We missed our 10 days of our window, and we started this process. Once we started this process, as of a few days ago, we were getting phone calls about what do you want to do with the money. You and I talked. That's when we discovered that Google Ads and Google Guarantee are different. Now we're reapplying for Google, and we just read the message that we got. It says, verification requested for Whitaker Electric Repair at Gmail. Your verification postcard should arrive in 14 days. Follow the postcard instructions to enter the verification code. In the meantime, don't request a new postcard. This is what we just recently got from them. This is in response to your team applying for the new verification. Now that we've applied for the new verification, 4 days later, we're finding out that we could have just done this if we gave Paul a 10-digit number. That's where we're at. So,
right.
That's where we're at. Okay. Now, as far as Felicia just walked away because I have unexpected company, hold on 1 second.
I see.
Hold on 1 second here. Okay, I need you in for sleep. Okay, I need you to call me. When you come in the morning time, please call the frequency. I'm in the middle of a meeting. Whoop, I'm in the middle of a meeting. I need you right now.
I'm sorry.
Sweetie, if you want to hang around for a second. Okay, cool. If I don't get this work well, everyone, please. Not work with you. Okay. Okay. Hi, Paul. We're back. So.
Okay.
You can just say no. Come on. Just say no. Do right there. Okay. This is the highest priority thing that we have, period. And everything we were doing that was supposed to start on the 15th. So to recap, so Lisa understands what happened. So we didn't do this on the 15th, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Because. Right, because there was a misunderstanding between what Google Ads and Google Guarantee Ads are. Okay, we know that because we're already running Google Ads. And when I say electrician near me, I'm 25th on the list, which is the same thing as not being there. Okay, so now we know that we have Google Ads. Paul and I worked out the budget for that.
Yeah, yeah.
So now we'll be back on there. Now, fast forwarding, now we're 3 weeks into the day it was supposed to have started,
mm-hmm.
right? Because Tom knew that it was going to need to be re-verified.
Yeah.
But it turns out it doesn't need to be re-verified. Turns out we could have just given him a 10-digit number and just take over the account. And that process didn't happen, and now we're waiting for 3 weeks to be re-verified. So that's kind of where we're at so that everyone's on the same page. So how – did you get the screenshot that I sent you?
I did, yeah. So it says you manage the business profile.
So how do we establish ownership? Like, she's telling me, I just read to you the text messages on the 27th of March. That's it. So, but I mean, she's saying we have ownership. But right here, it says clear, very clearly. Let me take a screenshot of this too. Let me see here. Okay, here comes this one. This one very clearly says that we have manager control. What happens when you click on that management control? Click on the blue check. I thought we already gave them. See, during the whole process of all the setup and that thing with Catherine? With Catherine. I thought we already gave you guys all you needed to take over my Google Business account. Now, what I wasn't aware of is I was under the impression until this morning, until just now, like 5 minutes ago, I was under the impression that we had to re-verify no matter what we do. But what you're saying is if we give you the 10-digit number, we wouldn't have to re-verify, although the re-verification process is now already in play. So exactly what I didn't want to happen on...
What is this? Why did it say wholesome? What is this?
So what? I don't know what that is. So here's another one. Don't click on this. I don't know. All I can do is keep screenshotting this football. So we're confused at what this is.
We're not as wholesome. This is all different from the last time.
This is all different. This, what we're about to send you now is different than from the last time we looked at it.
Okay.
Here comes another one. I have no choice but to just do it this way. So here's the third screenshot of what we're now scratching our head at. This is all about looking for that 10-digit number.
I'm looking for it right now.
We don't know what this Folsom thing is. Whitaker Electrical Repair and Installation, Folsom, California, and Isleton verified. We have no idea.
That's verified, though. That's weird.
I have no idea what this is. Yeah, top one says duplicate. We have no idea what Folsom thing is. I can't find a single thing on here that says I'm the owner of this page or this platform.
It says right here, please, about that. Just like I told
you. Text Joanna did offer us to be able to text her if we needed to. Should I be texting her right now, you think, or no?
If you can, message her and see if you can get the 10-digit CID, and then also, you know, mention to her that you don't appear to have ownership of that and only managerial access still. But, yeah. I mean, the quick workaround is to get that 10-digit PIN or the 10-digit CID, the code on there, the ID code.
I'm looking in the settings, advanced settings.
I'm texting her now.
See, profile ID is labeled advantage. Hold on. Oh, here is it. Is this it? It's the long number.
This is the way long number. Your business profile ID number, Paul?
Yeah, if you want to give me that number.
I got it. Okay, it's 1026359466097405.
Okay, where are you seeing that number?
Under advanced settings, business profile ID. It says you may be asked for this if you contact support. If I was to contact Google support.
Then
okay.
She got burnt. Wait, hold on. It says that there's also a store code. It's also a unique code to your business profile to use when uploading changes in bulk.
Okay.
Do you need that? It says that codes are not publicly visible. Weird. It doesn't show it. I don't fucking know. Excuse my language. Okay.
I can't do anything with that. It's just a clear, it says labels.
So I'm messaging Catherine, too, on our end, and she says that you were added as the owner, that you actually have, you have primary ownership, but that the old marketing company does still have ownership as well, but that you should be able to remove them. That's something that, you know, should be done, but we're still trying to get that 10-digit number.
I'm looking and everything just to try to see if I'm in settings, trying to figure out how I could...
So was that not the CID number? Am I still sending that text message?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, that's not the CID number that that we are looking for.
Okay, let's see how good she is about doing that.
Awesome, yes. I didn't quite remember a little bit. Okay.
When this conversation's over, I want somebody that's like super, you know, Adam Perkins Hall or Joanna, I want to know why I'm not the ownership of this business account.
Well, from what? So this is what it is. We are the primary owner. They're still an owner, though. We need to remove
them. They're not anything. They're
I know.
Fired. They're gone.
I'm telling you what the
my
problem
is. My platform got dropped. My services got dropped. We fulfilled our contract. I even gave them 2 weeks' notice. They're not anything. They're absolutely nothing. Their name isn't anywhere on it. And if it is, then there's something seriously wrong.
That's why we have to remove
them. I am the ownership of this, period. And then I remain the ownership, and Paul's company will have the managerial skills to do all this, with my full permission to do everything. I mean, we're kind of, obviously, we're handicapped because this is our first go-around with this kind of stuff. And back on the 15th, when all this was set up, I misunderstood what Google Ads from Google Guarantee. We burned up 2 weeks, now a third week, and we're Googling electric near me to find out that I'm 25th on the list, which is why my phone isn't ringing. When what basically what this track, I mean, my guys, all my people got 40 hours this week, but next week I've got about 10 hours of work on the board for all of them. So.
What does she want? No.
She wants a what?
Draw. No. Mama bought your whole stick to the board, so.
I bought you something.
Uh-oh. Come on.
I love her. Let me steal her for a day.
I need a babysitter Friday.
Where are you going?
I have to go to an emergency ultrasound. They won't let her go.
What time?
1 o'clock in the afternoon.
I work. I have to after hours.
Yeah, I know. And then I had to deal with a whole bunch of bullshit. And my sister is like, oh, I need to watch your niece for 2 hours. I'm like, okay, she's 15. Not bad, but she can handle it with a little one. Plus, the fact that North are not showing until 10 o'clock last night.
Oh, my land, but.
And she dropped off at 3:30.
You're lucky. You got goodies.
What'd you say?
Thank you.
You tell him thank you?
Thank you.
Why are you so pretty?
If I could leave work right now, I'd just take you.
Alicia, can you still hear me?
Yes, I'm looking for the business part on delete someone.
Okay. And you guys have messaged the other company, right? Trying to get a response from
Joanna. Yes, he's messaging her, right.
Okay.
Okay, so it says for me to remove them. Sign into business profile manager. Select the organization from the drop down. Click users. Remove next. Okay. Sorry, I'm just trying to figure out how this works.
I wonder if this is why I'm getting tons of calls from people telling me that they've seen your website. We want to try to make sure your website's producing its optimal thing. I just text them back and email them back and stuff and just say, listen, I already have somebody working on everything. I don't. So that new website we created put me back out there for a bunch of freaking sales pitch calls. And people are blowing my phone up, wanting to take over the website. Do this and that, optimize it, and this and that. My eyes just glaze over. I was making a joke with one of my employees the other day. I had a situation on one of my projects where the roofers took it upon themselves to fix one of my roof jacks. It takes about 90 minutes to fix it. He sent me an invoice for $1,125. We later on, a week later, hired a licensed roofer to go out there and reinforce 22 of those jacks for $1,200. Anyway, the joke is that they expect to be paid, and so they started damaging my disconnects and cutting my conduits off, and so I was telling my guy, telling Felicia and Sean, I'm like, hey, so what we're going to do from now on, guys, we're going to drive, this is how these marketing companies work, and so what we're going to do from now on is we're going to drive around to the neighbors and stuff, and when we see somebody with a flat tire, we're going to just pull over, we're not even going to ask them, we're just going to fix the tire, and we're going to leave a bill on the door.
Hold on. Is this his number right here? Who? Where is it?
Go ahead, right there.
No, what about him on the phone?
I don't know who, but any him on the phone. There's no him.
Paul.
Yeah, no.
I need to send Paul a message of what I can see right now.
So go ahead. Sorry, I was trying to ease the tension here. It was actually meant to be funny. Okay, this is what we're seeing now. Any of the stuff I'm sending over, are you able to see?
Yeah, I am able to see that.
No, I mean, not just from the screenshot, but...
Oh, yeah, getting into the...
I mean, are you able to, like, go to my Google Business account? I mean, does your company have managerial or ownership access to this account, either one?
Yeah, we do. We should have managerial access to that.
I would think so, but that was, you know, very clear from the
beginning. I've been messaging, well, I did earlier message Perry, who, like I said, is the, he's kind of the Google Guarantee guru. He's the head of that department. He's out of the office for part of the afternoon. He'll be back in the office around 3, but he's been directing me to Ivan, which is basically his assistant. And Ivan says he'd be happy to give you guys a call directly himself to see if he can kind of help out with this. I mean, I am, you know, doing what I can on my end, obviously, but, what we are looking for is that 10 digit, it's associated with the ad itself. So not the Google business profile. It's not the business profile ID, but it's the 10 digit number that is associated with that Google Guarantee ad.
Joanna answered back and she said, hi, Tom, you already have full ownership of the account. Please see the screenshot below. So let's see, what does the screenshot say? Okay, let me forward this over to you. I don't know where she's getting this information from, but this is pretty straightforward right here. And how do I send it? Oh, I can't send it to email from here. Oh boy. How do I send it to email from here? I can't. Yeah. So, I don't know how to send this over. Is there a cell phone number I can send this to? If I promise not to blow up your phone.
Yeah, you can send it, Well, you can send it to 951-221-4111.
Here it comes. This is what she just sent to me. This is how she answered the question. I wrote to her, I wrote, Joanna, we still don't seem to have ownership control of this business account. And then in a separate message, I wrote, furthermore, we're hunting for the 10-digit CID number. She sent back a list of people that were in charge of this account and went out of her way to not send the CID number. Like, is that punishment for reading it? Is that what that is?
What's on her picture and Zoom in? I don't want to see these people.
Yeah, that's Joanna. That's what she looks
like.
The
local flash, yeah.
Yeah, it's got local flash on there. It says Tom Whitaker at the top, primary owner. Joanna Banco, manager, local flash manager, support team EMG owner. So it still shows support team owner. So this all has to go away. Your name.
Is there like a chat I can ask the UC Help Center, see if I can?
No, I wouldn't. Let them
ask them for the CID.
If anything, type in, how do I find CID number? I don't know, but Paul's doing everything he can, so he's got a, one of his associates. What's the guy's name?
Yeah, I'm going to have, it's Ivan Jimenez. He's,
we'll wait for him to call.
Yeah, he's going to call you, and, I mean, Perry will be out of the office until 3 o'clock, so I'm going to have Ivan call you. Should be in the next few minutes. Hopefully he can help you guys, or maybe even, you know, see if we can get that ownership for you guys and walk you through accessing your Google guarantee ad and finding that 10 digits. It doesn't seem like, unfortunately, Joanna's being very helpful here. But I'm going to have Ivan give you a call. I've already messaged him, so he should be able to call you guys within minutes, I would think.
Absolutely.
Alrighty. Thank you, guys. And if I don't talk to you before the weekend comes, you guys have a great weekend. Happy Easter, etc. But we'll talk soon.
Yeah, absolutely. And Paul, could you just have him give us? We're getting ready to break for lunch.
Okay.
Can you have him give me a call like 12:30-ish, 1 o'clock?
Yeah. I will do that. I'll message him now.
Awesome. Thank you so much, sir. It's always good to talk with you. We're gonna get it worked out
yes,
one way or another.
We will. Yeah, we will. Right. I know.
We're going to get it worked out one way or another. What I'm kind of now thinking about is that even if we get the CID number, we've already started a new verification process. So
okay.
We've already committed ourselves to starting over as we told about the CID number from the beginning.
You can't use, it says that we can, standard verification methods, you can use a phone, text, email. Why do I have to wait for it in the mail? There's an option for the postcard. Why couldn't we have done the phone text one?
She wants to know about this. She wants to know, and we just that's just better to screenshot it.
Okay, so I got a message back from Ivan. You said 12:30 or 1 o'clock. That should work out
for
him.
Yeah, 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock is fine.
1 o'clock, okay. All right, Tom, I appreciate it. And Felicia, we'll talk to you guys soon, and Ivan should be calling you right around 1.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you.
All righty, take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Paul.